And
that
I was like,
traditionally how horoscopes are derived.
Hey, mom.
Yes.
When was I born? And she was like, I have no idea. And she went and looked. Not only did she not remember my birth, she went and looked, and it was not written down anywhere.
It says post-birth little things that make you just forget all about it, so that you tell other people it wasn't that bad.
The ironic thing is that I asked my dad, because I was curious, like, recently I just saw him for Thanksgiving. I don't know why it came into my brain, but he was like, oh, no, it must have been around, like 10, 11 p.m., because once we left the hospital, we were driving home, and my mom needed, like, supplies to deal with, like, all of the bleeding that was going to happen.
Oh, as one does.
And she was like, we went to Cars, which is the best grocery store.
Safeway.
Cars.
Ew, I have Safeway.
I will hurt you.
I have Giant, which is called Stop and Shop in the
Giant
Northeast,
Eagle?
Which is weird.
I need Giant Eagle? The people to know that my mother didn't trust my dad to go into the store and get the right things. So she, in a gigantic diaper, immediately after giving birth, went to the grocery store.
That's kind of amazing.
And was just, like, beeping her things through at the cashier. And the cashier person was like, oh, how are you? And she was like, well, I just gave birth.
Wow.
She's
like, sweaty.
Here's my Alaska Airlines credit card.
And that's the power of a Jennifer. I think if you're a Jennifer,
really,
you can kind of do anything.
That's so true.
My mom was like an endurance athlete for fun.
Oh, God.
So I really...
But oh, God.
Yeah. No, I'm really impressed by her.
That's, like, actually my nightmare for, like, for me doing that. I don't run.
The thing is, I like the idea of running and biking and stuff for a long time, but I just would get so bored. Like, I don't know how she entertains herself. She listens to, like, full albums just, like, all the way through and then, like, another one.
I love doing
that. That's what I do when
then,
I write.
Like, another one.
I'll walk around and do that.
2.5 Hamiltons.
Oh, God.
20 miles.
Wow.
Hamilton was the only thing downloaded on my phone when I was on a bike trip, and I was biking, and I got attacked by a bear, and it's just indelibly connected in my brain, like Aaron Burr, sir.
That's
and
actually
mortal
fair,
fear.
Oh my God, this is so Alaska core, you guys.
It is kind of, it is pretty Alaska core. No, but I feel like that's fair to have mortal fear connected with Hamilton.
It's just, I feel like it's just so fear-inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Also, part of it is just the endurance of it. Speaking of endurance athletes,
long.
And
listening
the fact that like
is...
Lin, and just the fact that it's lived this long, and Lin-Manuel Miranda is like pulling up to all these roles that he's not qualified for. Like the man can write a song, I'll tell you that.
Encanto.
But like he cannot sit like
Columbia.
With all due respect, I respect him as a writer. I don't respect him as a singer. You could pull any person off the street and be like, hey, sing this role, and they would do a better job.
Have you heard the demo for, I want to say it's like Helpless or something, one of the songs in
Hamilton. It him singing?
And it's him singing like the demo, but the thing is, this is not a song that made it to the final product, and it's,
probably
I almost
he did
wish
the demo.
It did, because he's like, I'm going to sing it, okay, so like, content warning, and he's like,
what is the content warning?
We
you can't just say content.
That night. I screamed out to the sky, this one's mine. Like, it's not, I wouldn't say it's good.
Ooh.
I would also say it's a conduit of mortal fear. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so fun to listen to because it's, it just scratches that little itch in your brain of like, wow, that's a sound.
That's a lot of songs.
I'll find it.
I actually recently played, a song off of my computer that I had, like, kind of put together. And I believe, Newt, you said what I think is the best compliment that anyone has ever given to my music ever, which was like, oh my God, it's this song? And I was like, yes, is that good or bad? And they were like, it just scratches a really specific itch.
Yeah, it, like, licks your brain in the
yeah,
right
it
which
just,
one was
well,
that about?
It was the one that I wrote in, the like, the 2 days before I got my period, so it's really depressing.
The, like, ribs...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's good. Hey,
thank
we need
you.
To do our music, our workshop.
Yeah.
Where
we need
I,
to...
as someone who knows nothing about music engineering, goes music. And engineers all of your music.
Yes, because I like to write them, and then I don't like to edit them. Nice. Oh, and by the way, we have 15 seconds to say, we're in WMFO Medford. Welcome.
Wow.
And here is an absolute... I was about to say it's a bop of a song. It's not. It's like groove of a song.
Groove
it's
jam.
It's beautiful. Mm. It's Sufjan Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
an actual icon, and it's called Tell Me You Love Me. And it is a song that I listened to on repeat for about a year. Not a year, a day.
Yeah, close enough.
Sometimes I stop thinking in the middle of a sentence, and then just anything comes out at the end of it. It's a beautiful song. Turn it up.
Talking for your namesake, Jesus, Mary, Magdalene, you are you okay? Sitting by the well, Jill, you're falling down the hill, Jack, and everybody laughs.
Don't you pray, don't you pray. To a cocaine Jesus in a black four-seater. Got a man, don't need him, but you wait. Call me when you want, or just call me when you need it. If you only ever need it for the day.
Tell a story that I haven't yet, about the most intelligent woman that I ever met. She looked like Jackie on Isis, top of her classes. I'm doing my best, just passing by. I'm so funny in my body I can barely walk, and I'm so full of them funny feelings that I could barely talk. And here comes Jackie on Isis. Don't need to ask it, have you ever seen a woman so fine? She said, come on out, just a couple hours, we gonna have a real good time. And I tell her, where you going, where you going, where you coming home? Somebody in the front seat calls out, everyone quit wasting my time. Gotta hit the road and hit the road, hit the road. There they going, I was on my own. I never spoke my mind up in a crowded place. I ain't got no cool demeanor and smooth talking ways, cause I ain't like taking on asses. Girls in sunglasses looking me up like I'm part of some game. And Willie Arthur cashing that been around the 10th of May. Some poorly dressed spectator had something I'm kind to say. It comes back to me in the flashes. I get real scared. There's a swing and a miss, and I'm all ashamed. And when she found me, eyes in pieces, crying hard into my.
We seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties here at the station, fellas and folks. I feel like fellas should be a gender-neutral term.
I feel like a lot of things should be a gender-neutral term.
That's fair.
They unfortunately friends. Hold connotations.
Is friends not gender-neutral?
No, it is.
Friends is, yeah.
No, it is. I just like saying like friends. Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
Hey, friends.
Feller.
Feller?
I
fell her.
I hardly know her.
I saw this thing on the internet one time. I don't know where, but
thanks for laughing
it really scratched an itch. It was like it was like I am a person who's non-binary, but I want to be called partner in a relationship, not in a non-binary way,
but in a cowboy way. Hey, partner. I saw that too. I love it. Hey, partner.
I think the one that I saw cut to a frog in a cowboy hat when it said partner, which I think is correct. I think that's very correct.
Well, then you're lucky to have a cowboy girlfriend. Partner.
Partner.
Partner. Speaking of partner.
Partner.
My wonderful roommate has banned me from playing Wide Open Spaces by the Chicks in our room out loud because of how many times I played it out loud at the beginning of this year, because I love that song so much, and there really is nothing like driving down some random Virginia road just blasting it out the window of your car, maybe sticking your arm out the window a little bit, endangering the safety of everyone in the vehicle.
Is that endangering the safety?
I mean, what? It's unsafe on roller coasters. You, like, shouldn't put your arms out of the vehicle. But,
yeah, but
I feel like a car, you're, like, strapped in, you know?
But I need to feel
just don't
the,
get
like,
too close to any walls.
It's so good when you put your hand outside and then it's, like, when you a feel nice the current. Wind. Yeah, and you can,
I have
like,
a friend.
Go up and down. Actually, I used to do that in little dinghies in the ocean. And then my parents were
boat.
Like, stop. I did fall over one time.
I had a fear of tiny boats for a while because one time my mom put me, both of my siblings, and her in an Opti, which is a kind of sailboat that is about 8 feet long.
That is big.
And maybe like,
that's a
I don't
sailboat?
Know.
I was about to say that's well, it has my a dad sail. Is, but that's incorrect.
And anyway, 8 feet long, about 4 feet wide, it's about 2 feet deep. Okay,
that's so, a lake boat.
I cannot stop picturing a person that has these dimensions.
That's like Frankenstein has those dimensions.
Oh,
it's true.
Frankenstein.
Continue though.
Oh no, that was pretty much it. Just, I mean, putting five people in that boat was like not a great experience for me.
Yeah.
I was like, get Maybe. Me off of this boat. Please.
My family has been assigned non-seafaring people, despite us having a boat and regularly going onto the ocean to, like, get to the cabin.
Mm.
And it's honestly really fair, because the amount of times when I was a child that we'd go out in these massive swells, and then when you're out, you can't turn around. Like, you're screwed. You're out there for good.
You're stuck.
So,
no, that is.
As a child, yeah. It was the best time in the world because you're at the front of the boat and it is a roller coaster.
Oh, I love
it. Is a four-dimensional experience
God,
because you keep getting like just absolutely drenched
just, like,
with water,
clinging to the bow by like I don't know a piece of the wood at the front.
See,
know?
We had like seats. Like, well, they
oh,
weren't seats.
No,
we had
no,
like
no.
this pocket that was full of chains and ropes for the
like the anchor.
For the anchor.
Something.
And so we would sit on the edge of it, and our butts would be like bruised by the end of it, because like it would just be like the boat would be going up at the crest and then just slamming down in the valleys. I don't know if that's the right word. Crest is correct. I'm missing the word for the in between. Trough. Thank you.
Just like a wave, like a real wave.
Like a real wave. Like a sound. I know my words.
Well, not a sound wave.
Newt knows my words, and I collect them from them sometimes.
Waves are energy transfer. I love it so much. It's just like things pushing against other things, but none of the particles actually move. Yeah, sound is a
compression wave.
That's why it's so fun to look at the place where two different like bits of the ocean connect. Like there's this big area where the glacial runoff runs into the ocean, and it's crazy because you're going on the ocean, and it's like this deep blue green, and then you just go into this like pale blue, and it's insane, and it's so pretty.
That's beautiful.
But anyway, let's pray that this works, fellas.
Mm-hmm. Praying.
Ah,
yes,
a beautiful thing. Lovely. And off we go to the wide open spaces.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home? Who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own, a place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of a place out west, but what it holds. But now she won't be coming back with the rest. If these are life's lessons, she'll take this. As her folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago when she stood there and let her own folks know she needed wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the highest stakes. 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 She knows the highest
I want a boy to keep the bed warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm When the whole house is freezing, I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lipstick bleeds. I want a boy who can go all night without stopping. I want a boy who knows exactly what he needs. 1, 2, 3. You're the boy for me, and I'm the boy for you. Drop me a line at ob8419@bard.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself and send a picture or two. And hurry up now, because it's only getting colder.
Rhiannon rings like a bell through the night, and wouldn't you love to love her? She rules her life like a bird in flight, and who will be her lover? All your life you've never seen a woman taken by the sky. Would you stay if she promised to you heaven? Oh, would you even try? He says, Rhiannon, don't go. And he says, Rhiannon, stay. And he says, I still cry out for you.
Thank you.
Now it's time for another PSA. by our darling guests. Take it away.
Woohoo. Okay. This one is very pertinent to all the people going to the JCC.
Or to any other building at Tufts that you need to cross the walk.
It's a pedestrian safety PSA.
Woo!
Okay, pedestrian safety.
We're so in sync right now.
This is very serious. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians.
It is the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. And when you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks. Obey all traffic signals. This was a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
I just want to point out that after I go home from this exact very show. This is so meta, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
When I go home from this show, ooh, I cross that crosswalk, and I... Newt disagrees with me. Everywhere that I've ever lived, unless you press the button, it doesn't make noise. You press the button and it goes beep to like tell you that it heard you and that it's like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, no more noise.
Here, they beep 24/7. I didn't know that.
Most crosswalks don't care.
We've had this conversation. You say most crosswalks. I say that Anchorage is just on the forefront of technology and nowhere else in the world does that.
Also here.
But I was walking home. Okay. It's 3 a.m. And the only sounds, it's just dead empty. The mists are rolling in. Mm-hmm.
The mists.
No cars, no people. Just the beep, beep, beep echoing.
It's haunting.
It was actually like the week of Halloween. And I was like, if I get murdered right here, I wouldn't even be that mad because like the ambiance was crazy.
Oh, I would paint that immediately.
Yeah, right? Yeah. My murder scene?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've brought up murder like 3 too many times.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, death is a part of life.
Oh, sorry, my God. What are you,
a
philosopher?
Really great book that I need to read about cremation. And I'm excited about it because the author is has a degree in medieval history.
Go medieval history.
Very important to me. But the reason that I'm speaking with you today is because I really just cannot stop thinking about this one time I was in Seaport, Boston, the very one, and we pressed the button to cross the street, and it said, and I'm going to do my best imitation of this, it said the street name, which is great and very helpful, I'm sure, but it said it in, like, a Boston accent.
That's amazing.
Which was insane. Like, we pressed the button, we were like, boop. And it went, Seaport Boulevard.
That's fantastic. Like an automated British accent?
Yes, it was like a robot voice, but it said Seaport Boulevard.
That's fantastic. How else would the locals understand what you mean?
That is so beautiful.
All I know is khakis.
Something about me wonders, how useful is it for blind people to hear that? Like, how would they know? They can't read the signs. Is that ableist?
Well, but I think you can probably memorize a map.
Oh, it's just because I can't memorize maps.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, that does make more sense.
We should get an expert to come.
We should get an expert.
I'm very directionally challenged, so I don't think I can speak to the expert position that we're in.
No, we need an expert, someone who's blind.
I regularly mix up left and right. We were driving, Newt, actually, and I kept trying to give directions. And I kept confidently saying the opposite and also wrong direction to you. And I formally apologize for that today in front of everyone.
Looking at the Google Maps.
That's kind of beautiful.
The Google Maps are confusing to me, okay? And we can't get into this right now.
They are confusing. I'll admit that. I will admit that. I had something off the dome and it just evaporated into thin air.
While you're thinking, Havid Yad.
Ephemeral.
Oh, I love that. I painted a whole mural once that was about ephemerality. It was really gorgeous.
Oh, nice. Did it include champagne?
No, but it had a lot of flowers.
Mm. Is champagne supposed to be ephemeral?
The word ephemeral has, like, common roots with something that means champagne because it's like the bubbles.
That's really beautiful.
Bubbles. I think. I could be wrong.
You're usually right. Or I don't actually fact check you, so for all I know, you could be wrong constantly, yeah, and I just believe you.
Like an authority.
I love blindly believing the people closest to me.
Well, this works out great because we confidently say things, and you confidently believe things. So all together, we are the perfect
match.
I feel like this is
incredibly misguided person.
Yeah, but don't you need like at least 10
people? I feel like
cults
start a lot of different ways.
You know, like there's only 3 of us.
My mom accidentally joined a cult in college.
Mm.
That was her bad. Yeah, she was like,
I feel like I should put that on my bucket list. You know,
join a cult?
Yeah.
Why?
When in Rome.
Where are the cult? When in cult town? When in cult city?
Speaking of Rome, I was thinking about Harvard Yard. And I was remembering
Harvard Yard.
Harvard Yard.
I did not. That's in process.
You didn't have it.
Sorry,
how
go ahead. Harvard Yard.
Harvard
Yard.
What?
Continue.
So I was thinking about Harvard Yard, and I was remembering how when you and I, as in Newt and I, for our listeners, went to a museum, and then we were walking back across Harvard Yard, to get back to the tea, and we were approached.
Oh, yes.
We were approached by, I think it was 2 gentlemen who were looking, I believe, to be recording like a TikTok, you know, the way that people just love to record like little questions and things on college campuses. And they were like, can we ask you a question about something? And what I said was, oh, I'm sorry, we don't go here. And what I wish I'd said was, yeah, ask away. And then just lied.
That would have been kind of...
That would have been fun.
Oh,
I think I was stressed out about impressing you. But I wish it worked, though. I wish that I had just remembered to lie.
Personally, I think that lying is fun and that we should do it more often, especially to children. Because they believe anything you tell them. It's awesome.
It's one just
time I told my friend's little sister, I was like, she was like, how do cars work? And I was like, there are lots of little goblins. And they live in the undercarriage. And when you press the gas and the brakes, it sends light signals to the goblins.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
And they know what to do. And they react. And she was like, really? And I was like, really? Because they're little. They will believe anything that you throw at them. It's fantastic.
Well, that's because they don't know anything, which is amazing.
Yeah, blank slates or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the trolls. I was like, how do you know they don't know anything?
Why would
troll
I be
society?
Why do you know the intimate details of the
trolls?
Why don't you?
No, that's what I'm asking. Like, why? And did I miss some vital troll education?
I am a little bit worried because my sister Leah, who I love very dearly, works with children.
With trolls?
Yeah, both actually. And she's so good with kids. She's so amazingly good with kids. Yeah. She's a teacher. And we were basically babysitting my cousin's little daughter, Veda, the entire like Thanksgiving. And Leah lied to Veda about anything constantly.
Wow.
Veda would ask a question and Leah would lie immediately.
These are the teachers
and Leah
of
did.
Tomorrow.
As a child, she was a pathological liar, which was actually really annoying for me. But I was just like, okay, this is where we're headed with this. And I'm fine. Leah's fantastic with kids. And Veda trusts her with her life. And she should. Leah would save her life. But it's like, should I be concerned? I'm going to go with no for now. We'll sleep on that one.
I was at, just one quick funny anecdote. I was an art teacher this summer, and I taught all ages of kids, K as in kindergarten, all the way up through 12 as in senior year of high school. And it was so interesting. And one day, one of my 7th graders just turned to me in the middle of art class and looked at me and just said, "My cranium hurts." And I just laughed at him because I didn't know what to say to that. But I really felt that.
Yeah.
So send us a song. Send us a song.
All right, this one.
To make your cranium
We're
going to
be
anymore.
Huge nerds, everyone. Yeah. We're going to do a song
Nerd
from
time.
A musical.
Ooh. If it's Hamilton, we have to log off.
No. Oh, my God, no. It's Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, my God.
Who actually lives down the street from my sister.
I'm
and my
sorry,
sister really creepily
microphone.
Has seen her walking her dogs multiple times because Katie's... She does have binoculars in her room, and her window like looks out onto a bunch of other people's windows.
Wow.
I was going to say, I got your meaning, but I think it would be funnier if Sarah Bareilles just walked her dog really creepily. And your sister happened to see it.
I did slightly think that you meant that Sarah Bareilles and her dog while walking had binoculars.
Sarah Bareilles is like an eldritch monster.
just sort of creeping. You know how people just have walks that aren't quite right?
Yeah, like, have you ever seen that one misogynist on TikTok? And he walks like he's got metal poles in his pants.
We're not naming him.
I don't remember his name.
My brother
walks.
I just saw TikTok and somebody else making fun of him. Like he's on a Segway. He doesn't bob up and down. And I asked, I was like, Richard, you're so weird. And he was like, no, it's more efficient.
It is. He's right, but it's weird.
It's so weird.
I just want to jump everywhere. You know?
I see that for you. You should try just skipping everywhere.
Yeah, I should skip.
I'm really good at speed walking. That's one of my skills.
Me too. I don't think I've walked below about...
I did Run for Joy earlier in the semester, and it was really
a long time.
I've never gone for a run on purpose. I've run from things. I've run to things. I've run for fun. I've never left the house and said, I'm going to be running, because why would anyone do that? And now it's Sarah Bareilles and her creepy walk.
Oh my god, yeah, you can hear the song now. we can stop talking.
As a treat.
It's not simple to say, most days I don't recognize me. That these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons, have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. It's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I've got you. And you're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two. For the girl that I knew who'd be reckless just enough, who'd get hurt, but who learns how to toughen up when she's bruised and gets you. Baked in a beautiful pie. She
is gone, but she used to be
We are here to sign off. We are at WMFO Medford, and it is 2:57 in the morning.
Woo-hoo. It is. It is the morning.
I have a question for the room, if you'll allow it.
Oh, please. Take it away.
Epitaph. What do you want on your gravestone?
Oh,
if I die like today, yeah. If I get murdered in the crosswalk.
No, like right now. Tell me
crosswalk?
Because I need to tell the people
what yours
carve.
Is.
No.
Oh, for me. Oh.
I think it should be WMFO Medford.
I agree. All three of us, mass grave.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I actually want an angel statue. I don't care what it says on it.
That is so real.
I've always wanted. I love an angel statue.
I would like I wouldn't kill birds, but I would take dead birds and like lay them at sentence. The feet of I appreciate your that. Angel statue.
I wouldn't kill birds, but
like a cat, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, no, I do. I love birds, and I stumble across dead like birds, and I photograph them for context.
I like the idea of having no words, just like a like a blob.
I did actually. Oh, and I'm not sure if I. Made
I would
my
like
sister
mine
send it to
have
me.
Many, many jewels.
Oh, this I stumbled across a really beautiful poem that was on. A gravestone of a little girl in a cemetery.
That's so sad.
Over, well, she would be dead already. It That's was true. In like the 1700s.
Oh.
But there is actually this Emily Dickinson Colonial poem that girl. I love. Wait, I'm going to do it really fast. It goes, I started early, took my dog, and visited the sea. The mermaids in the basement came out to look at me. And frigates in the upper floor extended hempen hands, presuming me to be a mouse aground upon the sands. But no man moved me till the tide went past my simple shoe and past my apron and my belt and past my bodice too and made as he would eat me up as holy as a dew upon a dandelion sleeve. And then I started too. And he followed close behind. I felt his silver heel upon my ankle. Then my shoes would overflow with pearl until we reached the solid town. No one he seemed to know and bowing with a mighty look at me, the sea withdrew.
Wow.
I recite that in my head to fall asleep.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
I was going to say, everyone needs to know that you just did that from memory with your eyes all scrunched up like a superpower.
My like only superpower is man. Knowing, like,
call Marvel.
Get 25 Marvel useless poems.
They're
all
pretty,
wonderful.
Though.
That is a huge number.